enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
That's Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham! Talk 1600. Again, this show will be up in podcast form for you at DaveJanda.com by 9 p.m. this evening. It is specifically for our subscribers, the podcast. In addition to all of our other content, we do have a tremendous amount of free content on DaveJanda.com. I hope you'll join us at least for the free content. And then we also have our YouTube channel at Operation Freedom. We put up one YouTube presentation about 6-7 minutes every week. Getting a lot of feedback, a lot of actual positive feedback. We also had some feedback from the trolls, but it just shows how desperate and panicked the trolls are and the globalist system is based on some of the comments we're seeing come back. Folks, I am honored to have back with me someone who is an incredible freedom fighter. You know, it's interesting. When I look at our demographics, we had over folks from over 82 countries either listen to this show live, this is from around the world, listen to this show live this past week, or download the podcast. We had folks from all 50 states. And our single greatest subscriber base and listener base is actually out of the state of California, by far. This individual is based in California, Paul Preston, and Paul is an incredible freedom fighter and has pointed out how we can get on the right side, if you will, of freedom, how we can defeat the globalist syndicate. Let me give you a little background on Paul. Paul Preston is of Agenda 21 Radio. He has been determined to be one of the 50 most influential and most listened to streaming talk show hosts. I encourage you to go to his website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Paul takes on issues surrounding the United Nations Agenda 21, and most people don't know that the United Nations in 1992 came up with a plan, a design that will control virtually every aspect of your life. But they did, and the plan is in effect, and unfortunately, fairly efficient. Under the guise of environmentalism, the United Nations Agenda 21 is in reality a means to destroy capitalism and redistribute the wealth of the United States. It is my honor to welcome back Paul Preston. Paul, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, Paul, last time you were on, you brought up a model, a movement, the New California Movement, and it really energized our listener base. I had a tremendous amount of feedback of folks that were really energized because you pointed as what's currently being done in California with this New California model, but also what every state in the union could model a similar movement. Now, about 2-3 weeks ago, there was some information out that the California breakaway state model into three states was finished, was over. And many people assumed that this was the movement you spoke of, but it was not, correct?
That's correct.
And in fact, your model and movement is alive and well and moving forward. Please educate every one of our listeners on the New California Movement and how it was separate and distinct from this breaking California into three state model.
Well, you know, first of all, thanks to you, Dave, and all of your listeners. I really want to thank everybody who's tuned in to New California and what you're doing. But we actually right now we're doing some research down here in Los Angeles at the Gene Autry Museum about New California. So you're getting this live from Gene Autry Museum.
Well, so educate us. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, we're just doing some research about the early Californians and what are known as the Californios, which it's interesting, there's no history in California about the Californios. And they were the first ones to declare independence of California from Mexico in 1836. There's no history, very little history on them.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, funny, right? We'd hate to repeat right. something that led to right to the breakup of an entity. So Paul, educate folks on the current New California movement and where you are, because many people are so confused because they thought that your movement went away because they confused it with the three-state model that was discussed.
Right, and that was a program that was proposed, first of all, in 2012 and 2014 by venture capitalist Tim Draper out of Silicon Valley. And his notion was to break up California into six states. And I interviewed him twice on my radio show and interviewed him offline four times. And I was kind of hoping that he might want to join forces with the Jefferson movement at the time because I was in leadership with them, because I realized the value that the only way to save this nation, even back then, from the totalitarians and the communists that we have here in California through our legislature and Jerry Brown, because remember, he was reelected for a third and fourth term, really, I think, unconstitutionally and illegally here in California. So Tim Draper, who actually turns out to be a friend of Jerry Brown, proposes the six-state solution. And I thought it back then it was really kind of funky. It didn't really conform to the Constitution. And so he went out and attempted to do it with the six-state solution, spent $5 million on it, and I told him it was going to fail, and it did. So then he comes back after we declared this. We hadn't declared our independence, but in August of last year, we had accumulated for the New California State movement, we had accumulated 18 counties. And all of a sudden, in August of last year, Tim Draper dusts off the old plan, but it's only three states. And we figured that what he was trying to do is distract from us. So we came out and we declared our independence as we accumulated about 26 counties by January of this last year on the 15th of January. We declared independence. The first time a state in the United States has declared its independence and the formation of a new state from a pre-existing state, and that last time was 1861 with West Virginia. And so we declared our independence at that time, and lo and behold, Draper comes out and he gathers six million signatures, 600,000 signatures, and which was they only needed about 300,000 of those to get on the ballot. So he gets on the ballot, but we knew we had a winner in New California because on Twitter, for several days following our Declaration of Independence, we were number one worldwide.
Whoa.
On Twitter. And so we knew we had what we had, but we also knew that the strategy of the other side was basically to knock us out with Draper. And so Draper went forward, he got the signatures, he actually got on the ballot, and as I said early on with everybody, that Tim Draper's three-state solution will go down in flames, it's dead on arrival, and the reality check is that Tim Draper's program was actually dead at the seam before it ever got started. So the California State Supreme Court, the liberal State Supreme Court, back in, I think it was June, they decided to take him off the ballot, and they voted 6-0 to take him off the ballot because it wasn't constitutional. He wasn't doing what we were doing and what we're currently doing, following the Constitution. So we purposely went down low because people were being confused by three state and us. And we decided we're going to go ahead and build out our counties. We accumulated 51 counties of the 58 counties of California. We are also building our county committees, exactly what was the process that was done in West Virginia. We've come to our first convention for a constitution on July 21st, and we passed three resolutions. We put together our bicameral legislature. We are setting up our government. We're now going forward with our second constitutional convention, the 5th and 6th of October. We're actually making this happen, and I got to tell you, the president is watching.
He's also listening.
I know.
He heard your last interview on this show. And I do believe that he's listening. And so let's assume he's listening again today. what can the president do to help the new California movement?
Well, he's already done a lot. In fact, just the other day, he's committed he's going to work with the House and the Senate. They're passed a bill to improve the water situation and storage capacity for California. We always said the California Water State Water Project has not been completed. It was stopped during the Brown administration, Jerry Brown's administration in the 70s the first time. And, of course, what he's done over the last 8 years is he's literally just destroyed the infrastructure of the California water system, because you remember Jerry Brown and Babbitt from the Clinton administration, they want to tear dams down. They actually want to rewild California, return it back to its natural state and run the people off. That's their philosophy. It's a total Agenda 21 philosophy. Well, of course, we almost lost the Oroville Dam, as you know. We've reported that on your show numerous times. That was a Jerry Brown catastrophe. I believe they were deliberately trying to set up. So the president is doing things right now, helping us out with the water storage situation. And we've committed, as New California, we've been telling people we will complete the California Water Project that was stopped in the 70s. In the 80s by Jerry Brown. And we will end this whole drought charade that's going on. And by his actions and by our actions coming in with a brand new constitution, we will destroy all those petty water districts and so on that have been choking off water from the farmers and raising rates to people in California all the way across the board. And not just New California is going to benefit here, but California as a whole will benefit as well. Of course, there won't be that many counties left in California when we get done. But, you know, we will have an obligation to provide them water, of course.
Paul, folks, we're speaking with Paul Preston. You can follow him at Agenda 21 Radio, agenda21radio.news. So, Paul, define the borders. So the plan is to divide California into two states, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So everyone has a picture of California. What would the new California plan look like?
Well, the new California plan would take up approximately 85% of the landmass of California. All the rural areas of California are up for grabs in New California. That includes coastal counties and so on. What it comes down to is that there'll be seven counties or parts of counties left for old California, and the rest of the counties or parts of counties would remain in New California, and that the borders would range from Oregon all the way across Nevada, Arizona, down to Mexico, Imperial County, San Diego, up to Orange County. LA County would be part of old California. San Francisco County and that whole area in the Bay Area would be part of old California up to Sacramento. And we would be taking up all those coastal counties down there as well. So there will be about 18 million new Californians versus 21 million urbanized Californians remaining in California. So what that does is it gives us representation we don't have right now. Mm-hmm. There's 18 million Californians that are not represented either in the state legislature or in the House or in the Senate. This is just an obscenity what's going on here. And, of course, that's been because of the court decision of Reynolds versus Sims, which we got away from the federal model as being applied for senators in the states and so on. So that means we don't have literally any representation. We will give back representation to New Californians. We will pick up approximately we'll bring in about 23 or 25 seats for the House of Representatives and, of course, two senators. All this area is very, very conservative. Obviously, anywhere in rural California, it's conservative. And, we will control the Mexican border. We'll absolutely commit 110% of our National Guard, any time the president needs it, to protect and defend. In fact, you know, we say this every week. We read our grievances every week. We're up to 35 now. We're going to have our 35th grievance. And we're now getting calls. We committed to 40 grievances in our Declaration of Independence process starting in January 15th. We committed to 40 grievances. We're now getting consensus that we're going to go to an additional 55, making it 95 grievances in the year ahead. So we have a long ways to go. These grievances are very, very effective, but we state in these grievances every single week, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which requires, it's a guarantee clause, that we're guaranteed a Republican form of government, were guaranteed to be free from invasion, and also free from domestic violence. That's the guarantee clause. Right now, we have all of that going on. We do not have representation in the state legislature. It's a monoparty dictatorship run by a dictator, but it's a communist variety. It clearly is. This is communism on steroids, and that we have absolutely no legislative control. The Constitution of California has been changed so much. What we have is an 11-month legislature. Now, think about this. 11 months every year we have a legislature that meets. And these guys can pass they can pass legislation in the Assembly and in the House all in one day, and the next morning Jerry Brown signs it. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds and hundreds of bills going through, and, of course, with each bill goes a tax, with each bill goes a regulation, with each bill goes a fee, and it's choking out middle-income people. People are fleeing the state. I have one person that's with our New California, and he has a business, and his business is a really pretty good business, and he's got a lot of employees. And one of our people went in to talk to him the other day, and they found him asleep at his desk in his business. And you know why he was asleep? Because he works two other jobs so he can pay the fees for his employees to remain on benefits and be employed by him. He's making no money, but he's working two additional jobs just to keep them employed. That's what's going on in California. Now, that's a new California.
Paul, you have mentioned that 51 out of 58 counties in California are in support of your movement, correct?
Yeah, all are part of counties, yes.
So so many people say to me, oh, this sounds fantastic, and you know, now we're going to have all these folks are going to have representation, they're going to have their own senators, their own congressmen, their own state legislature. But then people say, well, wait a minute. You have a dictatorial government that you've actually already identified with Jerry Brown as the current governor of one California, if we want to call it, a state legislature that's out of control, your congressmen and senators representing California for the most part, not exclusively, but for the most part are of the globalist nature. Many people say, well, how can this succeed? What steps do they have? How can they break away when they have this overlord that's so dominating?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, but I think the timing is right. Knowing that we have the support of the president is everything. And, of course, with what's going on, there's a real strong movement in California, which is the New California Movement. Everywhere we go, we're down here in Los Angeles right now, and people are asking questions about us. It's like, you know, they have hope now for California. We have people calling us. We're not going to leave if this succeeds. It's really starting to catch fire, but it's been Donald Trump who's brought all this on board because people realize we can actually make the change here with doing the right thing. We know that what's going to happen to California, California is going to hit that financial roadblock here by March and April of this next year. We understand Silicon Valley is not going to be bringing in the money for the taxes and so on. Their capital gain stuff is just not going to be there for them. Now, California, because it's a tax and spend state and spend, so continuation of spending. Last year, California spent $26 billion, unauthorized by the citizens, I might add, on illegal foreign nationals coming to this country. $26 billion. So California is at what some financial people say, a hair trigger find a budget right now for its state budget. They predict that by 2019 in March, all those capital gains are going to start drying up in Silicon Valley. And I was just in Silicon Valley last night, and I gave a town hall, and everybody's in agreement that lives there, and they understand it. They get exactly what I'm saying. It's going to go in the tank, and California is going to go downhill. They're going to be desperate for cash in the next 6 to 10 months. And at that point in time, it's going to be ripe for a big change, and we have a strategy in play in which we're going to follow the Constitution, go figure. We're going to follow the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, where we the people are doing our due diligence by forming our county committees, and we're going to go talk directly to the representatives, the assembly members and the senators, which is required by the Constitution. We're not going to go out and try and run an election or talk to the governor or talk to county people. Because they're part of the problem. What do we need them for? They're part of the problem. So we remain unconvinced that they can solve any problem. That's why we're going to do the first step, which is convince our state legislature to let us go. and we will find a financial solution for their problem. Because, see, we will not be bound in New California with 85% of the assets of New California, including the farming, including the timbering, including the mining, including the resources in New California that old California will have. We will have the principle of being able to create our own new free economy. We will unchain California's economy and bring it back to a huge thriving economy that this country has never seen before.
What do you anticipate Jerry Brown and this globalist-controlled current state legislature, how will they try to stop this?
I'd rather not discuss that, but I can tell you they are trying to stop it like crazy. And we know that. And all I can say is we're vigilant. We're taking steps to be proactive against them to try and stop us. But the bottom line is, if we stay on this straight and narrow, we're going to follow in the footsteps of all the other states. There's only been three states that have done this process. We're number four. And we have followed to the T those states and their process constitutionally. And what I can tell you is that any time a nation or a state declares independence first, and they go through the independence process, and they do the grieving, they do the due diligence, they build their county support, every single time they've gotten a new state, it's almost like rolling a big rock off a cliff. There's just no point in it coming back to the top of the cliff. It ain't coming. It's going to end up in a new state, and that's exactly what's going to happen to California, New California. It's going to break off from legally, constitutionally, without violence, from California.
What are the three states that have done this before, Paul?
I think it was Kentucky and one of the Carolinas and West Virginia. I may be wrong on that, but I think that was the following. Now, Vermont was not. Vermont was before the Constitution was written.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you the ones from 1783 on. We're following the language of 1783 from the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3. And like I said, it's only been done three times. We're number four, and we will succeed.
And have they thrown the legal... just as what happened with this previous guy that was going to do six states and then three states, where the state Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, 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 no. Have there been any inklings that they're going to try to throw the old legal hammer at you guys yet?
Not yet, but we expect it to happen, and we welcome it. Bring it on. That's what we're saying, is bring it on, because we have the First Amendment to protect us.
They
can't defeat that.
Paul, 0 to 100% chance. What are the chances that you believe the new California movement will succeed?
80%.
Paul, how can folks learn more and how can they follow you?
NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, and there's a message center in there. You can message me there.
Paul, I'd like to thank you. You are an incredible freedom fighter, and 24/7 you are on guard, and we truly thank you for everything that you are doing to enlighten every single one of us that is focused on the freedom, not just of California, but of every state in our union. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham Talk 1600.